Today is Tuesday, the 18th of March, in the second week of Lent. Choir of Portsmouth Cathedral sing Psalm 42. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
And to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be. World without end, amen.
Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore do whatever they teach you and follow it, but don't do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honour at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them Rabbi. But you are not to be called Rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one Father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted."
Even people who hardly know anything about the Gospels are aware that when you hear the phrase, scribes and Pharisees, there's trouble coming. We wait for the word hypocrite to appear and purr with self-satisfaction when Jesus says, they do not practice what they preach, like we've heard him say here. But who is Jesus talking about? Not just people who lived a long time ago. Not even just religious professionals. Could those sharp words from Jesus be about you and me? The scribes and the Pharisees are said to tie up burdens and lay them on the shoulders of others. Could it be me that Jesus is talking about? Do I ever act in that way? Is it me who likes to have my status made clear to others? Or do I really want to become a humble servant as Jesus suggests? Now listen again to the reading, and imagine yourself there, in the crowd, listening to Jesus. Are you just a bystander in this scene? Or do Jesus' words have something to do with you? Something to say to you?
Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, the scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore do whatever they teach you and follow it, but don't do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others, but they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honour at banquets and the best seats in the synagogues, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have people call them Rabbi. But you are not to be called Rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one Father, the one in heaven. Nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted.
Talk to God now, as Father of all human beings. What would you like to say to God? What do you hear God saying to you? You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.
Amen.